السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم Welcome to Radio Islam International Time. Right now is 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. This is our rapid fire course that will be taking place very shortly. But in the interim we are announcing that the lines are open. You can start calling on 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. And we'll be inshallah taking or choosing any 3 random callers. We won't be taking any specific order, but random 3 callers that we will be choosing, and you need to give some details. The reason you're hearing my voice and not Molana Kara's, don't worry, Molana Kara is well, he's here in front of me. He was just fidgeting with some of the wires here on the floor. Yesterday I told him also, don't break your head in Gujarati, Molana Kara said, Mata mari no karo. Just leave it, it's not your cup of tea, you can't fix things, just leave it how it is. And just carry on. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mali Sahib, Sam, the correct Gujarati phrase is not what you said, it is Hamjanni Pareto Fafani Marano. That is the correct phrase. Gujarati proverb.
That's a different proverb you're talking about. I'm talking about Matani Marano. Don't break your head with something that you don't know.
Alright, this is the one from Surat. This one comes from Surat, Mali Sahib, Sam.
My one or your one?
My one.
Oh.
Jay. Alright, Jazakum Allah. Alright, dear listeners, we're waiting for the calls to come through, inshallah. Number to call for the contestants, inshallah. We're going to be choosing any, daily 3 listeners will be randomly selected to participate, inshallah. The number to call for the calls is 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. Just to reiterate, inshallah, just to again mention to you the rules of the competition, the format for the rapid fire. Each participant will be given 60 seconds to answer a maximum of 7 questions. And on the elapsing of 60 seconds, there will be a gong noise. Any answer given after 60 seconds will not be accepted. And also, if a participant wishes to move on to the next question, what you got to say is just say pass, and then inshallah you can come back to that question at the end, provided that the time frame of 60 seconds has not yet elapsed. So much may Ayah. Also, the question will be drawn from the theme ranging from Quran Kareem and Siyaba to general knowledge and politics as well. The Quran Kareem question will be based on the 29th and the 30th of the Juz. And the participant, inshallah, with the most correct answers will qualify for the weekly finals on Saturday evenings just after the Tarawih Salah. And also the winners of the 4 weekly grand finals will participate in a grand finale, inshallah, on the eve of Eid. And the winner, inshallah, will get a whopping 25,000 rands. The runner-up will receive 4,000 rands. And regarding this, the basic competition rules for Radio Islam International competitions are applicable that we said on the first night of the quiz. All right, dear listeners, a number to call, inshallah, for the quiz. If you want to participate in tonight's quiz, a rapid-fire quiz, it is 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. We're taking a break, inshallah. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the contestants. Don't go away.
This quiz is proudly sponsored by Metro Home City, a world in one store. Shop online at www.metrohomecity.co.za for great specials, or visit us at 410 Madiba Street, Pretoria.
The Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil triple refined pure sunflower oil and Sunshine D margarines and spreads. High in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting.
Honeybee, your baking and appliance specialist. Stockist of famous brands like Megimix, Kenwood and Philips. Come into Honeybee now and save. 011-854-1420.
Continental Cash and Carry. Over 7,500 square meters of stock. Call us on
010-594-2085. الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا بدا الصبح بدا الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته فأقر رسلا فبنوا علا أهدى السبلا بدلالته
Allah.
right, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have our three contestants on the board. MashaAllah, we'd like to welcome our first contestant. And that one is it's a sister from Lanesia. Ma'am, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, may I ask the binti, what's her name, sister, just for record sake, Abba?
She is binti Muhammad Farooq.
Binti Muhammad Farooq.
She.
So your father is Farooq or Muhammad?
Muhammad Farooq.
Oh, your father is Muhammad Farooq. Okay, yes. just for clarification purposes, Abba, sorry for that. Binti Muhammad Farooq.
Si.
All right, Jazakumullah. So you're the first contestant for tonight, okay, Abba?
Si.
Any questions you have for us?
No, Jazakumullah.
Nothing at all? All right, okay, Jazakumullah. Well, it's Raif, sir. I want to ask you one question, my brother. Is Google male or female? Is Google, we all learning, right? Is Google male or female? Well, it's Raif, sir. And provide kindly a reason for your answer, 2 marks.
Gee, I did a research, intensive research on that word Google, and I wrote a thesis also on it. But in this 20 minutes, I don't think it will be sufficient for us to give an explanation. But the crux of my research and the outcome of my research is that if a male is using it, then it's a female, and if a female is using it, then it will be a male.
Oh, somebody's getting very clever, mashallah. Somebody's got very clever from last year. Okay. Molly Swipes, my answer is Google male or female. I'd say Google is female. You know why? Because it doesn't let you finish a sentence before making a suggestion. Samajh mein aaya? All right. Appa, sorry for that interruption. Are you there, Appa?
Si.
All right, sorry for that. Okay.
No problem.
60 seconds to answer 7 questions.
Okay.
All right, here goes your questions, Appa. In which year did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marry Sayyidina Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha? 1. 6 after Hijrah, 2, 7 after Hijrah, or 3, 8 after Hijrah?
Number 2.
How do you spell the word hierarchy?
H-I-E-R-A-C-H-Y.
In which month of the Islamic calendar did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marry Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha? 1, Muharram, 2, Safar, 3, Rabi'ul Awwal.
Safar. Number 2. Safar.
What does the word Al-Fatah mean from Surah Al-Nasr?
The opening.
Open. What is the capital of Ghana?
The conqueror.
Okay, what is the capital of Ghana?
Accra.
Which, during whose khilafah did the plague of Amwas take place? 1, Sayyidina Umar, 2, Sayyidina Uthman, or 3, Sayyidina Ali?
Number 3.
Who is the Minister of Labour in South Africa?
Pass.
You don't know the Minister of Labour in South Africa, but it's quite bad, eh? Politics in South Africa. Where you come from, Abba? You come from Zimbabwe or anywhere else? You're from South Africa, I guess? Sorry, Abba, you're from South Africa, eh? Okay, you ought to know the Minister of Labour in South Africa. Okay. What is Saib Saab? Let us go through the answers. Abba? Okay. In which year did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marry Sayyidina Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha? We said 1, 6 after Hijrah, 2, 7 after Hijrah, or 3, 8 after Hijrah. Upper, what did you say?
Second one.
What was the second one?
7.
Okay, mashallah. It was 7 after Hijrah. Now, I just got to mention to the listeners, the correct spelling for the word hierarchy. I asked my friend Molly Swaib Saab, can you just tell us what is this word here? And I don't know what he was saying. Hamid Saab, you can bear with me. He's telling me the word is not hierarchy, the word is hierarchy. Molly Swaib Saab, can you just check up the word? What is the meaning of hierarchy? And, where does it come from, Jim? It's not hierarchy, Molly Swaib Saab, it is hierarchy, hierarchy. Big difference between hierarchy and hierarchy. Hierarchy, Abba, you spelled it wrong. H-I-E-R-A, you missed out the R, Molly Swaib, am I correct?
G, R was missed out.
R was missed out, Abba, C-H-Y, okay. In which month of the Islamic calendar did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marry Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha? 1, Muharram, 2, Safar, 3, Rabi'ul Awwal. The correct answer you said, Appa, was?
Safar.
Okay. Alright, it is Safar, mashallah. The word Fatah, you know what does the word Fatah mean from Surah Al-Nasr? You first said opening, then you said something else, and then you said conquer. When it shapes up. Fatah.
We wanted the answer of victory, but will conquer be the same thing, Mulana Kara?
You're the moderator, you're the Amir for today, you decide, my brother.
Let me ask her as in Google, and I'll get back to her then.
Okay. See, yeah. So are we going to give her the point or not?
No, we'll hold on for now, Mulana Kara.
And for how long, may I ask?
Just about a few more minutes before.
Because
we
the people have to go to eat money, so if some, they have to go for Taraweeh namaz as well. We all have to go for Taraweeh namaz. And by the time you get back to us regarding the answer, it mustn't be too late, my brother.
Before you finish with the third one, you'll have the answer.
Oh, okay. Jazakumullah. All right, Apa, we'll just keep that in faul, okay?
Okay. Maaf, Mulana. I recall spelling hierarchy correctly.
You recall spelling hierarchy correctly. But I recall you spelling it incorrectly, Apa.
Okay, so can't like Mulana check or something?
Okay, you're questioning my integrity. All right. Hierarchy, spell it again. Let us see, Apa.
H-I-E-R-A-C-H-Y.
Again, Apa. For the second time, you spelled it incorrectly. And the punishment for this time is, Apa, Muff is not going to work. Because you spelled it incorrectly, you're going to lose all your money. Apa, hierarchy is spelled H-I-E. Okay?
T.
R-A.
Another R.
And another R.
Okay.
So the way you're spelling it is Hiraichi. And there's no word like Hiraichi, Apa, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jazakumullah.
Okay.
Sorry?
T, okay.
Any other questions?
No,
you?
Akla.
Okay. The capital of Ghana, you said, is Accra, mashallah. And during his Khilafah, did the plague of Amwas take place? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu? The correct answer is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my sister.
Okay.
And the Minister of Labour in South Africa, who is the Minister of Labour in South Africa? Can you ask your father quickly?
My daddy doesn't know.
Oh, daddy, I thought you wouldn't know, Apa. Gee. Okay. The Minister of Labour in South Africa is Mildred Oliphant.
Okay.
All right.
Gee.
Tell your father this also. It's Mildred Oliphant. We're all learning, Apa. All right. Somebody say, sir, how many to this? Can we give that point to the sister?
Three. And then I'm just checking, Mulana. We can give her that one as well because she said conquer and victory. It's the same one and the same
it's
thing.
About the same thing.
Yeah.
So, Bismillah, give it to her.
Give it to her.
All right, we give it to her. Jazakallah,
Apa.
Okay. Just learn the spelling words next time. So, you got four, right? You got four out of seven. MashaAllah, you've done very, very well, Apa.
Jazakallah.
All right, Jazakumullah. Line number two, we have another contestant. So if somebody would like to answer this, ask the questions, G.
No problem, Mulana.
Apa, are you there?
Your wish is my command.
Sorry, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
G, Apa. May I ask where you're calling from?
Durban.
Sorry?
Durban.
Oh, from Durban, mashallah, Durban. You've been to the studios of Radio Islam in Durban, Apa?
No, not as yet.
Okay. Go along then, inshallah. All right. Are you ready?
Bismillah.
Okay, Bismillah. Here goes your questions, Apa. Sayyidina Umm Sulaym was the mother of this young Sahabi. Who is he? 1. Jabir bin Abdullah. 2. Zayd bin Haritha. Or 3. Anas bin Malik in radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Anas bin Malik, radiallahu
ta'ala. All right, mashallah, very good. Khairi Qudriya was known or been famous as 1. A carpenter. 2. Golfer. Or 3. Psychologist.
Boxer.
Boxer was not included, Yapa. All right.
Oh,
Carpenter, golfer, psychologist.
Carpenter.
He was a carpenter. All right. You know Shaka Zulu, the great Wadi, Apa. True or false, the Zulu king, he used a surfboard as a shield in the first Boer War. True or false?
False.
So what did he use?
A spear and a shield.
A spear and a shield. But my history book say, Apa, you know the surfing board you use on the beach? He used that as a shield. I just got to check that answer correctly again. All right, Apa, let's start the question again because it's very confusing. Khairi Qudriya was a boxer. You say he was a boxer. Then you say he was a carpenter. It's all confusing. What is Raib Saab? Ask the questions again. Apa, are you ready for the second round?
Yes.
All right, I'll give you 10 rands for those answers. Okay, Apa.
Those questions came from Maulana Kara's red book here. He keeps it by him. It's called Lal Kitab. He pulled out those questions from there now. I'm also wondering why all political questions all of a sudden, Maulana Kara. Okay. Excuse me. Let's start. Sister from KZN, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Question number one.
This is now the correct ones, Apa.
Okay.
All right.
Question number one, who led the Hujjaj in the Hajj of 9 AH? Number one, Hazrat Abu Bakr. Number two, Hazrat Ali. Number three, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu.
Hazrat Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu.
How do you spell the word maneuver?
M-A-U-N-M-A-N-U.
Should we pass it?
She passed.
What is the name of the first Muhajir child born in Medina Munawwara? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair.
Abdullah ibn Zubair, radiallahu anhu.
What does the word abtar mean in Surah Al-Kawthar?
Pass.
What is the capital of Senegal?
Pass.
How old was Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu when he passed away while making jihad in a part of Allah? Number one, 70 years. Number two, 8 years. Number three, 90 years.
90 years.
Okay. You want us to say how many you got right? You want us to say your result on air, Abba?
No, it's okay.
Okay, it's so fine. We'll just keep it a secret, Abba. All right, but anyway, mashallah, you tried hard, Abba. You were very, very brave. And you got...
I think Appa got more
you
correct.
Appa, you got one right. The second one, you almost got right. The fourth one, you almost got right. And the fifth one also, you almost got right, but not good enough. All right, Appa, so you just have one good one, one correct one. That was very, very right. All right, so you have one right, Appa. Jazakallah, you can always try again. Okay, Appa? Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The upper is more correct answer from your Lal book.
See, she should have chosen the Lal book one rather. Mm. About Khairi Kudze and Shaka and Dingan.
Yeah, or the surfboard.
Alright, let's go to the third contestant. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hello, anybody there? Appa, brother, sister, anybody, uncle who's there, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Have you said nobody there? Do you want to try, my brother? Alright, we're going to be taking a short break, inshallah, and we're just going to get our third contestant back on board and we continue. Don't go away. Alright, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, listeners. We have our third contestant. We had our first contestant from local Mali Swaib Sahab, and that was Binti Farooq. Mashallah, she's leading. She's got four right, Mali Swaib Sahab. Second caller from Durban has got just one right. And now we have our third contestant. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Gee, Appa, may I ask where you're calling from?
Johannesburg.
Sorry?
From Gauteng.
From Gauteng, okay. Yeah, Gauteng the place to be. All right, up any questions you have before we proceed with the quiz?
No questions.
All right, what is Faib Sahib, my friend? I'm going to ask you one question. We're all learning. It's all about learning, my brother. It's all about enhancing our knowledge. And then, yes, Sahib, what is Faib Sahib, which country is known as Little Africa? I'm not talking about Soweto.
I don't know the answer. This yeah, you had me.
Okay, homework for today. Tomorrow you tell us, Mali Saif Sahib, which country is known as Little Africa? Tell us tomorrow the answer, okay, my brother? Okay.
And on the topic of learning, why don't you give us the answers of contestant number two?
Sorry for that. Apologies.
Then we
for
can
that.
Learn from the mistakes.
Oh, yes, made. I just forgot. Jazakallah. Appa, can you just hold on a few minutes? Contestant
Gee.
Number three. You don't mind, Appa?
Yeah, I don't mind.
You don't mind, okay. Jazakumullah. Who led the Hujjaj in the Hajj of 9 after Hijrah? 1. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, 2. Sayyidina Ali, or Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhum? The correct answer there is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. What is the name of the first Muhajir child born in Medina Munawwara? Abdullah bin Abbas, Abdullah bin Umar, Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma? The answer there is one is your name is Suhaib Sahib. Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhum. What does the word al-abtar mean from Surah Al-Kawthar? It means cut off. It means cut off. The capital of Senegal. Hafiz Sahib, you're smiling on the other side. Smiling all the time, mashallah. Allah keep him smiling. Mm. But what is the capital of Senegal, Hafiz Sahib? Brazil. No, not Brazil. It is Dhaka. How old was Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he passed away while making jihad in the path of Allah wa tabaraka wa ta'ala? 1. 70 years, 2. 8 years, or 3. 90 years. The answer there is Mawlana Shahib Sahib, would you like to say it?
80 years.
Okay, and the last one?
Who is the Minister of Basic Education?
Can you tell us?
G.N.G. Mochecha or something like
that. Is it N.G. or N.G.?
Just now you were giving a long bayan to the first sister about knowing the politics and how important it is and if she's a foreigner and all these things.
It's N.G.
G.
Mochecha.
Yeah.
Jazakumullah. Sister, are you there? Sorry for that interruption, Appa. Are you there, Ummi Husna?
Ji, I'm here.
From Gauteng, Ji. All right, here goes your questions, Appa. 7 questions. You're going to answer them in 60 seconds, okay?
Ji.
Okay. In what Islamic month did the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala migrate to Medina Sharif? 1. Muharram. 2. Rajab. 3. Rabi'ul Awwal.
Muharram.
How do you spell the word inoculate?
E-N-O-C-U-L-A-T-E.
The fall of the city signified the end of Muslim rule of Spain. What is the name of the city? 1. Cordoba. 2. Granada. 3. Malacca.
Cordoba.
What does the word sahun mean from Sunnah al-Ma'un?
From Surah al-Ma'un.
The word sahun, what does it mean, Appa?
Pass.
What is the capital of Ethiopia?
Capital of?
Ethiopia.
It is Addis Ababa.
Addis Ababa. And who is the Minister of Finance?
Pass.
You can take 10 minutes up. I think about it. Go ahead.
It's okay.
The Minister of Finance is Molis Raibsap Malusi Gigaba. All right, we're all learning.
That's an easy one.
Okay. Appa, what do you think? How many you got right?
Maybe one.
All right, let's not say it. Just keep it for the listeners to, make their own something. My Molis Raibsap, you don't need a calculator to count all of this. My brother, we're only counting up to 5 and 6, not more. Put the calculator away. Appa, here goes your answers, Appa. The questions are, in what Islamic month did the Rasul of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala migrate to Medina Sharif? 1. Muharram. 2. Rajab. 3. Rabi'ul Awwal. The correct answer there is Rabi'ul Awwal number 3. How do you spell the word inoculate, Appa? Spell it again for us. Firstly, do tell us, Appa, we're all learning here, we're all learning. What does it mean?
It's spelled I-N-O-C-U-L-A-T-E.
Okay, but what does it mean, Appa? Before we learn to spell correctly, we have to understand what it means.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Inshallah, we're all learning, Appa. We must check it out. The fall of the city signified the end of Muslim rule of Spain. What is the name of the city? 1. Cordoba. 2. Granada. Or 3. Malacca. The correct answer, the Appa, is Granada. I think you said Malacca. Okay. What does the word sahun mean from Surah Al-Ma'un? Sahun, Appa, the word sahun means neglectful or forgetful. All right.
Okay. I knew that, I just forgot it at the moment.
I'll just say it again, Appa. You knew it, but you just forgot it?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the capital of Ethiopia? Addis Ababa, and also the Minister of Finance, we asked you, the Appa is Malusi Gigaba. So, Appa, unfortunately, you're not the winner for today, 1,000 rands. You can always try again, okay, Appa?
Okay.
Anything said unintentionally, make maaf, inshallah, request for du'as as well in the month of Ramadan.
Inshallah.
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Appa from Durban, she's got how many right? Malisa Ibsam, she had one right.
She just won.
Appa from Durban, are you there? Appa, are you there? Maybe she's gone to look for Ashaka's surfboard.